Rabbi Yitzchak mentioned the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when the Mishnah says this week's Tachanim Yinchalu. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah is abadet with a kasha. There's another pasuk in Chumash when Yaakov Avinu is speaking to his wives before he leaves. So he says, "Velakei Avi Asalias Kol Hakoved Hazeh." All the riches that he had is called Kovid. The Medrash says on that post again, Kovid al Amamet, Shenema, Asaliyas Kol HaKovid Hazeh. So it's a steer between the Mishnah and the Medrash. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen that the word Kovid is sometimes spelled in Tanakh Malay with Avav, sometimes spelled Chasa without Avav. So when Yaakov Avinu says, Asaliyas Kol HaKovid Hazeh, in Kovid al Amamet, Kovid Chaser. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is quoting the pasuk with Kovid Chachamim Yichalu, there it's spelled with Avav. So Kovid Malay is in Kovid Ala Torah. There was a big Talmud Chacham there, I think in Germany, who put out a whole sefer on Malay and Chaser. It quotes 150 drushes from the Gemara, both in Halacha and some in Agada, that are based on the spelling of the word in the Tanakh, whether the word is spelled Malay or Chaser. Like he quotes the Gemara of Bizman Baisheni, one of the debates between the Tzdukim and the Prushim was whether a Tvul Yoim could be Mazeh, Paraduma water, on a Tomei to be Metahir him. Because the Pasuk says, he's a Hatohar ala Tomei. So the Tzdukim said that you have to be Tohar Lagamre. You have to be Tohar Lagamre to be Oisik and Paraduma. And the Chachamim said no, they had a tradition that a Tvul Yoim is permitted to do the Maisa Hapara, to do the Atahara. And the Mishnah describes that Bizman Baisheni Kedelo Haitzim Belivam Shalat Zdukim Yistadavka Bimetami the Kayan Hasarim is Hapara and have him be Toivol in a Mikveh that he should Davke do Asiyas Hapara in the state of Tvul Yom to demonstrate Lahotzim Belivam Shalat Zdukim. So how did the Chachamim know that a Tvul Yom is okay? So they say he's a Tohar Al Atame Tohar Kol Dehu. Where did they see from the Pasuk that even a Tvul Yom? So this Talmud Chacham writes in his Sefer, he thinks because the word Tohar is spelled Chasevav, means it's not fully Tohar, not 100% Tohar. You have other drushes like that also. You have the drasha on the opening pasuk in Kedoshim. Kedoshim tihiu ki kodosh ani Hashem alokechem. So the Sifra has a comment on the pasuk. Kedoshim tihiu yochol kamoni. Maybe we should attempt to attain the same level of kedusha as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Talmud Leimar, the pasuk continues ki kodosh ani Hashem alokechem kedushasi lemaila mikdushaschem. The kedusha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is higher level than the Kedusha of a Basal Adam. We shouldn't even try to attain the level of Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what it means is one question. What's the Hava mean and what's the Maskana? Where do you see in the Pasuk that Kedusha said the Malam and Kedusha Aschem? The simple Pshat in the Pasuk is Faket, Kedushim to you, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokechem, that the Pasuk is telling us, V'alachta B'drachav, HaKodesh Baruch Hu created us all B'tzelem Elokim, and he commanded us to preserve the Tzelem Elokim. We were all created with the Midas of Elokus. We already have Kedusha. Kedushim Tiyu, Kikodesh Ani. You're all Banim Lamakim. You're all Tzelem Elokim. You should preserve the level of Kedusha. Where did the Tanoim and the Sifra see in the Pasuk? Kedusha Asi Lamanim, Kedusha Aschem. So this Talmud Chacham writes in his Sefer, because Kedushim Tiyu is spelled Chasavav, Kikodesh Ani is spelled Malevav. That's how the Tanaim saw that Kedushasi Lamadim Kedushaschem. One is Kadosh Malay, one is Kedusha Malaya, and Bayas is Kedusha Chasera. Rabbi Yitzchok mentioned the Mishnah that David HaMelech only learned from Achi Teufel Shnei Dvarim Bilvad. He only learned two dinim, and he calls him Rabbi Alufi Miyudoi. He calls him his Rebbe. So Kal Vachomer, if a person learns Perekechot Halacha Achas, one thing from someone else, he has to respect them and call them his Rebbe. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is a pasuk with a kasha. How is it a Kal Vachomer? David HaMelech learns Machi Teifel Shnei Dvarim. He learned two Dvarim. So how do you make a Kalbachamer from two Dvarim to Dvar Echad? So the answer is what Rab Nachman said, the Mepharshim said, the answer is Oisachas. So he said from the Ger Rebbe, Oisachas, he changed the whole pshat in the word. When Adam Rasha, Achi Teifel was a Rasha. So the Mishnah has a Lashon that David learned from Machi Teifel Shnei Dvarim Belvad. Two separate things that didn't connect with anything else in halacha. When you learn from someone else, perek echad halacha achas, one din ois achas. The ois achas can connect when a yirei shamayim tells you over dinim, tells you over Torah, one halacha. That halacha can connect, can link up with many other halachas. The Tosefta quotes Rab Meir, who says kol haTorah kula inyan echad. All the halachas in the Torah are all connected. Everything makes up one big mosaic, one big picture of Torah. That's why we can be done a kavachayim and midin echad lachaberah. That's why you can be done a mamatzinu midin echad chaberah. You learn out from one din to the other because all the halachas are interconnected. So if you learn out, David learned from Achi Teifel, who was a rosh l'shnei dvar bilvad, two isolated halachas that were not connected, didn't link up to anything. So if you learn from Achi Teifel Shnei Dvarim Bilvad, two isolated halachas, you have to be Mechaber Achi Teifel. So Kalbacham, if you learn Mechavero, who's not a Rosha, you learn from a Tzadik Oisachas, that Oisachas links up with the rest of the word, and it gives you the correct pshat on the word, and it links up with Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula is Yinechet. Everything is interconnected. So that's a Kalbachamer. You have to be Mechaber, the other person. We all learned a lot from each other on this tour. Everyone appreciates all of the divrei Torah that we all gave each other.